opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Look to second, the pitch. And a little soft base hit into left center field. Run will score as O'Neill Cruz fires toward the plate on a bang play. And he is always going to be called out. He went in standing up. J.P. Crawford is called out on a bang play at home plate. Now we'll see if the Mariners challenge.
That was such a good play by O'Neill Cruz that Greg Brown had already given Seattle a run that they didn't score. That's a base hit into the outfield. Run will score. No, it didn't. And it's again, I don't know, the fifth or sixth time, Doran, we've seen this year, Henry Davis with the dummy at home. He doesn't move until the ball gets to his glove.
Yep.
He has perfected that. And the throw from O'Neill Cruz, and sometimes there's too much analytic stuff with O'Neill. The throw from O'Neill Cruz was 105 miles an hour. Are you kidding me? What? Has a position player ever thrown the ball that hard?
I don't think so.
In the stat track era? I don't think so either.
I think they might have mentioned that on the broadcast too.
Man.
Best as ever, at least this year.
What a chooch. And Brownie just totally surprised.
Look to second, the pitch. And a little soft base hit into left center field. Run will score.
No, it won't. It will not score. And I don't blame Brownie. Brownie's seen a million baseball games, give or take. But probably up around a million that he's been there and watched in person. And you're just not going to see guys with two outs get thrown out the way that that happened. So what a great play by O'Neill Cruz. We'll get to Brian Reynolds' reported no trade list. This was reported by Noah Hiles. There are six teams that Brian Reynolds cannot be traded to. We'll tell you what they are. But in the break, I was just, you know, looking around Twitter. The Athletic ranked the top 25 college rivalries, college football rivalries. Top 25. Where do you think the backyard brawl came in on the list?
On this list, I feel like you're leading me down a different path.
I'm definitely leading you down a path.
11th.
Not on the list.
Not at all.
They have the backyard brawl not among the top 25 college football rivalries. Go. I must have said something I can't say. Kiss my rear end, The Athletic. This is Scott Docterman from The Athletic. Now listen. This is what these are all about, right? They try to get the emotions riled up, and they try to get people talking, and they want to go viral, and you want clicks, and you want people to be consuming your work. Okay, it doesn't have to be top five, but you can't tell me there are 25 rivalries better than the backyard brawl in college football.
Exactly.
That is a total joke. And ESPN confirmed so much when they came out for College Game Day.
Yes.
First college game of the season, the Devonshire pick six game, which I wish it wasn't called that, but that's what it should be called. And they have Reese Davis there and Chris Fowler and Herbie and Corso and the whole gang. Why? Why? And then millions of people watched it. Why? Oh, it's because it's a damn good rivalry.
Well, what's number one?
Michigan, Ohio State.
Two.
Auburn, Alabama, number two. Oklahoma, Texas, number three. Army, Navy, number four. Fair enough. Those four are very good. Army, Navy gets its own day. And it goes USC, Notre Dame, which might go away. Nebraska, Oklahoma. Like, Nebraska, Oklahoma. Anymore? Like, back in the day, fine.
Yeah, okay.
But anymore? Get the hell out of here. Miami, Florida State. Ohio State, Penn State, number eight. You talk to Ohio State fans, and they don't think of Penn State as a rival. Believe me, because I said for a long time that they are. They'll tell you, not a rival.
Mm-hmm.
And then Penn State, well, everyone's Akron to them, Doran.
Right.
They don't. It's PSU Unrivaled, the damn hashtag that Franklin puts out there all the time. So, yeah, Ohio State, Penn State, two big-time programs, 100-plus thousand people in the stadium. Like, I get it. People are going to watch. That's not a better rivalry than the Backyard Brawl. There is nowhere near the amount of hatred, sports hatred, between the fan bases there that there is between Pitt and West Virginia fans. Minnesota, Wisconsin's on the list.
Nah, I mean, come on. Come on.
It's ridiculous. Kansas, Missouri. I'm sure that... You talk to those people, and they would argue, yeah, it's a hated rivalry, but hey, who the hell was watching Kansas-Missouri? Kansas has only been decent in football the last 3 years. Before that, they were decent in 2007. They've had like 3 good years in the history of their program. Get the hell out of here. And then Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Bedlam wraps up the list, and I actually think that's a really good rivalry.
That's a very good one, yes.
Yeah, Backyard Brawl belongs on there. They have Harvard-Yale, which I'm sure all those smarty pantses don't like each other.
Harvard-Yale.
But no one's watching that. Is that America's oldest rivalry? Forget what they call it. Doesn't matter. Shouldn't be on the list.
Well, we can all, well, not all of us, but we brought this up before, that Army-Navy should kick off the season every year, not end it.
I think that'd be better. I would rather have Army-Navy first.
Yes.
Because I've been missing college football for so long, and I get killed for this take every year. I love the game. I'll watch the game. But I'm not going to pretend like it's entertaining football.
Right. They should have it on 4th of July.
They should. Start the season now.
Yeah.
It's the most American thing of all time.
Yeah.
All right. Ben Cherington was on our airwaves, but he was also on the Indianapolis Indians broadcast the other day, talking about the trade deadline.
The best, by far the best outcome for us, and the one I'd be rooting for is we keep this good stretch of play up and keep going and put ourselves in a much different position as we get into later July, and it can absolutely impact our decisions. We have some time. We have some time to figure that out. Bottom line is we need to win more games. We need to deliver that for our fans. We want to do that as fast as we possibly can. And over the next month, there's going to be opportunities in front of us that have a chance to do that. So we like information. The more information, the better. And every day is we get an outcome from the game that gives us a little bit more of that information.
You should watch the YouTube stream. Those of you who love our show, listen every morning, you need to be watching on YouTube. You go to youtube.com and you just type in 93.7 The Fan live stream, and you would have seen one of the great all-time Doran Dickerson looks during Ben Cherington. They need more information, Doran. They got to win more games. Every time Ben Cherington speaks, I feel like, dude, we hear the same exact thing.
Same thing.
It's year six. We have enough information. Zero winning seasons, two consecutive 76-win seasons. They're going to need to get on their horse if they're even going to win 76 games again this year. We've got all the information. Now, what he was talking about, just to contextualize it here, things could change between now and the deadline depending on how well the team plays. Also, just to defend Ben a little bit here, after those looks that we were giving during his soundbite, this was before they had gotten swept and lost three consecutive games without scoring a run in any of those games. But I said it last week, and even if the Bucks had swept Seattle this weekend and not the reverse of that happening, you still need to improve the team at this deadline. Like, no matter what transpires between now and then, you've got the best pitching staff in all of Major League Baseball. That's not hyperbole. Just look at the numbers. Certainly the National League. You need to move some of that to add impact hitting. No matter if you've won a dozen in a row going into the deadline or you've lost a dozen in a row going into the deadline, you need to work on augmenting this roster. And so there's a bunch of rumors out there now, Dorn, and I've collected a few of them. Are you prepared to have some fun with this? First of all, there are some teams that are knocking, making calls about Brian Reynolds. Here's his no-trade list. So these six teams cannot acquire Brian Reynolds unless Reynolds waives that no-move clause. The New York Yankees, the New York Mets, the Toronto Blue Jays, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the San Francisco Giants, the San Diego Padres.
Makes sense.
It does?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, one is a different country.
That one makes sense to me, yeah.
And the other are the highest taxed states in the country.
So he wants to be a Florida Marlin.
Yep.
Or a Tampa
Bay
Ray.
Ranger.
Could be a Ranger.
Could be an Astro.
I mean, initially, and I think you might be right about that, that's shrewd. Like, we were just talking about Kirk Cousins is going to be in season two of quarterback, which he was in season one. Now in season two, he was with Atlanta and then got benched. So that comes out tomorrow. I can't wait to see that. But Kirk Cousins knows how to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why Kirk Cousins is in quarterback two.
Yes.
Because Kirk Cousins knows, I'm going to get paid nice money for this. Brian Reynolds strikes me as a smart guy. It absolutely could be the tax thing. Because what hit me initially was, man, that guy just wants to fly under the radar, dude. Like, Toronto, I don't know. If the Blue Jays are good, the whole country's all on board with those guys. With San Diego, you're the only team in town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have a considerable following because that's all San Diego has. The Giants, that's a huge baseball town. And then, of course, you're on the back page of the New York Post if you fail in New York. Whether you're with the Mets or the Yankees, you also have the Dodgers on the list, which kind of hit me like, is he trying to avoid the spotlight a little bit?
Hmm.
You know, he signs this big contract here in Pittsburgh, the most money they've ever handed out. It's a 9-figure deal. Math, yeah. You win, you're a hero. You lose, we'll still kill Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean?
Well, he wouldn't be in the spotlight, in my opinion, with those teams. Because they have bigger players. So I would think the opposite. Like, if he was worried about being in the spotlight, like, I would want to go to the Dodgers because I would be buried behind Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Andy Pott. Like, I mean,
you just get to slide NBA guys, I mean, what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, you know, you go to the Yankees. You know, how many names go before you if you're on the Yankees? Even almost the Giants a little bit, but even the Padres. Tatis to Machado.
Oh, you got many guys.
You got so many guys. Like, you would be buried.
People are texting in, and I don't want to do this to Brian Reynolds, but like, some political affiliation could be part of it.
That might be, yeah, for sure.
That's just not a list you would normally see for a baseball player.
That's where I would want to go, those teams.
Right, because I want to win.
Yes, if I wanted to win, yeah.
And there's a lot of places you can win, so I'm not sitting here saying Brian Reynolds ain't a winner or anything like that, but if I would sign a long-term deal with the Pirates, I would probably assume I'm not going to see the end of that deal. Any small market team. If I'm making a lot of money, eventually I'm a tradable asset, right? All those teams would be the ones I'd think I'd be most likely to go to.
Yeah.
Like, particularly the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Yankees. Now, Boston wasn't on that list, and some others, like Chicago's not on that list as well. 412-928-9370. Key Brian Hayes trade rumors, Doran. You've got Dennis Santana, David Bednar trade rumors. We'll get into those coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For you. We've speculated about this for a while. That maybe the Yankees could have some interest in Ke Bryan Hayes because they've got a bunch of bats in their lineup and probably stand to improve defensively. I mean, you got Ke Bryan Hayes hitting ninth for the Bronx Bombers. I think that's perfect place for him.
Yes.
Analytically, the hitter in Major League Baseball that plays the most, that has the least power, but also analytically, and the eye test confirms, the best defensive player in all of baseball, regardless of position, not just third baseman, not just infielders, no, overall. Also, the Phillies are interested in Dennis Santana and David Bednar. Mitch Keller is coveted by the Mets. So we'll get into all of these, but the Mets, what I've read now is that they would be willing to part with their third baseman, shortstop, second baseman, sort of fringe major league guy who's also a prospect still technically, who in his minor league career has an OPS of 758.
I mean, come on.
His name is Ronnie Mauricio. Probably Ronnie Mauricio.
Mauricio.
Yeah. I'm only going to say that twice, people. So that's who we're talking about. I don't want to butcher it now for a third time. My apologies to Ronnie and his family. If that's what the return would be on a Mitch Keller, because he's quote-unquote expensive, except, oh, wait, he's not for the New York Mets, then you hold on to him until the offseason. I'm not looking for a guy who occupies space in a major league lineup. I'm looking for a good player. In his numbers this year, he's played 24 games for the Mets. They're not good. They're also not bad. He's got a 720 OPS, slug of 403, he's hitting 247, a 318 on-base percentage. I don't know. What, are you going to replace IKF with IKF?
Yeah. Like, what are we doing?
Absolutely not.
What are we doing?
Absolutely not. You need a like-value return for Mitch Keller. And to me, that looks like a good player. Doesn't mean a great player. And Mitch has had a really good season, despite his record being 3-10. But I'm not trading Mitch Keller just to trade Mitch Keller. Yeah. Like, ideally, that opens up so that you can spend some money because you get his contract off the books. So you would, in all likelihood, in a deal like this, you'd be waiting for the other shoe to drop this offseason. But I wouldn't mind seeing money out, money in. And not just this offseason, but in that particular deal. And if I'm not getting a player that I say, oh, that guy is good, I'm not trading Mitch Keller.
Mm-hmm.
And we started the show talking about moving pieces from your pitching staff because it's very good and you'd be trading from a position of strength. But I'm also not doing it just to do it. We've talked about this. I need one major leaguer.
Yes.
And a guy that's probably knocking on the door to get into the major leagues too. I probably need two guys.
But it's more likely that it's scenario A. Knowing who the GM still is.
Right.
That's just...
And that, doesn't that just drive you up a wall,
it does,
man? Especially when you see what Washington just did. Washington's like, oh, we can fire our general manager now. Draft's coming up real quick. Who cares? We'll fire him. Because that's the most important thing for a baseball team here is not being a rudderless ship. Like, well, we can deal with that in the short term to find the right guy for the long term. And the Pirates did not do that.
I mean, so what is this draft? Well, do we know where the Pirates, like where they're going to be at in the draft?
Let me look up the 2025 MLB draft order. I mean, sixth.
They're sixth. Let's think about like how hard it would be. Like, is there six great players that, you know, that are on the board? Like, Can it be that hard where it's almost like slotted, like, okay, like we're going to take this guy? Does it have to be that hard whenever you're picking that high?
I heard Mackey talk about this. Like, they changed who was in charge of their draft last year, and they wind up with Connor Griffin, who now is the number two prospect in all of baseball, according to Baseball America, and is going to be number one when Roman Anthony officially graduates, and he's up with the Red Sox.
So Charrington didn't pick? So what are we saying? Like, they changed the way that they approached the draft and handle it.
So that's what I'm saying is I would just let them handle it the way that they handled the Connor Griffin draft, and I would deal with that aspect of it when I get my next general manager this offseason, you know? Like, you don't need Charrington to be here for the rest of your infrastructure below him to operate the draft. Like, the draft would be fine. I mean, he has something to do with it. He probably has final say-so, but he's not setting the board. It's kind of like Andy Weidel.
Yeah.
So just let that guy do the draft.
Right.
Let that guy do the draft. And maybe you don't make any big-time trades then this season. Like, you don't trade Keller at the deadline. You don't trade Hayes or Reynolds, and they might not do that anyway at the deadline. You wait until the offseason, until the next guy comes in. But this idea that they wouldn't be able to function and do with the draft is just insanity to me. I just think that's the easy deflection point. Like, oh, we can't do that now. We need someone to run the draft, do you? Washington's got the first pick. Washington got the first pick coming up, and they got a new GM coming in to do it. Or it'll be whatever their infrastructure is. They have the number one pick.
But I feel like that's easy.
Probably, yeah.
You know, that's easier. If you had like the 17th pick.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, where are we going to go? Like, we need some baseball people in here. We need to figure out what position we want. Do we want outfielder? Do we want infielder? Do we want a pitcher? Like, who's the best in this area? But whenever I feel like it's like a top 10 pick, like, I think those guys are already it's kind of set.
I mean, honestly, I'll do it for 80K. Just, I'll read all of the mock drafts.
Right. I mean, you would have picked Dylan Cruz.
I would have picked Dylan Cruz. That's one we don't bring up very often.
Yep.
Man. Can you imagine?
I was like, man.
Harry.
Could you
imagine Dylan Cruz is running out there, Wyatt Langford?
I don't want to imagine it.
Oh, man.
And I picked Skeens for the record, just saying.
I was conflicted, but I did one of those things. Like, they'll be fine either way, but I would have taken Cruz because he's an everyday player.
Everyday player, that's what you said, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the starting pitchers don't make an impact. Well, Skeens isn't making that much of an impact because his record's losing. So maybe they could have used a bat. I don't know.
Wyatt Langford with a 725 OPS right now, 13 homers. I mean, he'd still be the best.
I know.
He'd be the best hitter on the pile. He'd be O'Neill Cruz. I mean, his numbers are almost identical to O'Neill Cruz without all the steals. He's got 11 steals.
Oh, my gosh.
What's our guy Dylan Cruz doing these days?
Oh, my goodness.
I can't spell Dylan. It's Y-L-A-N, right?
Yep.
No, I can't spell Cruz.
C-R-E-W-S.
Oh, we got him. Oh, boy. Oh, man. Even for 80K, they'd have paid me too much because my man Dylan Cruz, who I would have drafted 1-1, seven homers, OPS a 620, on base a 266, and OPS plus a 76. Holy cow. Good defensive player, though. He's got a WAR of 0.5.
Is that him in the minors, or has he played in the majors yet?
He's played in the majors.
He's got 158 at-bats this year.
Oh, wow.
Overall, in his two-year career, he's got a 629 OPS.
Yeah, didn't Skeens pitch against him?
He did.
Yeah.
Harry was asleep for that one.
Yeah, he was knocked out, snoring.
So you've got Dylan Cruz, who is a career 206 hitter, 21% below league average. Could have had him or the guy who's now going to his second consecutive All-Star game, probably going to start that game, and has started better than any pitcher in, like, the last 150 years.
Oh, man. Could you imagine if Skeens was, like, pitching for Washington?
I feel like, okay, if Cruz was the pick and Skeens was doing this for Washington, I think Charrington's probably already gone.
Do you think that the people in Washington would still be there?
Man. It's a great question. That really is a good question.
Would Cruz even be up?
Here? Nah, probably not. I keep hearing they're going to fast-track Connor Griffin. I'll believe that when I see it, too.
Right.
I didn't know how to spell Dylan Cruz, and so someone texts in, how do you graduate from college and not know how to spell? It's a guy's name. But you think this texter knows how to spell the name of every human being who's ever lived?
It also took you, what, 5.5 years to graduate college?
That's right.
So, took a little longer.
WVU?
There's a lot of different ways to spell Dylan. And there's a lot of different ways
there's
to spell
There's two Cruise. Ways to spell Dylan.
D-Y-L-A-N.
Uh-huh.
And D-I-L-L-O-N. I didn't know which one was which. I didn't know if he was a Y or if he was an I-L-L. I didn't know. Why am I supposed to know?
How many ways can you spell Cruz?
C-R-U-Z. C-R-E-W-S. C-R-E-W-E-S.
C-R-U-Z-E.
C-R-U-I-S-E. Bang! My bad. Didn't know how to spell Dylan Cruz. Triggering. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Oh, I know how to spell everybody's name. All right, spell Dovidus Neveroskus. How about that? Chris Fuamatumafala. Bet you can't. It's a name. No, you don't know how to spell Oregon. Oh, why did I pick Oregon? O-R-E-G-O-N.
Oregon's easy.
Bang.
Oregon's real easy.
Cruz is easy enough, too, but you just think that since we studied him for...
There's a lot of Cruz's.
For, you know, before the draft of 23.
There's O'Neal. There's Ellie Dela. There's...
Brian.
Brian Dela. There's Dylan. There's a bunch of Cruz's. All right, here's another hypothetical. The Pirates are shopping David Bednar, and I guess the Phillies... The ask from the Pirates for the Phillies would be Justin Crawford, outfielder in AAA, played 68 games this year. He's their top hitting prospect. He's a top 100 prospect in all of baseball, top 70, depending on where you look. He's got a .343 batting average and an .867 OPS in AAA. Sign me up.
Yeah.
We'll do that in a second. Yeah. I would give up Dennis Santana and David Bednar for that guy. Two relievers when you've shown the propensity to be able to get relievers, no matter who the general manager's been.
Mm-hmm.
They've been able to find bargain basement guys and turn them into good pitchers. I think Donnie Kelly has a good feel for utilizing the bullpen. Like, I think Carmen Majinski could wind up being your closer if you want Ashcraft to be part of your bullpen and not part of your rotation. I think you'd be fine there. They got no shortage of arms. Like, I feel like you could part with both of those relievers, and if you could get a prospect that's hitting .343 in AAA and could fill one of your outfield spots, I would do that in half a second. 21 years old, this guy.
Yeah.
68 games. Also stole 26 bases in 68 games. That guy could be here for the next 6 years. And you'd give up two relievers? I'd do that in a second.
Yeah.
But as for what we were talking about before with the Mets and Mitch Keller, I'm not taking a guy that's got a .720 career Major League Baseball OPS.
That's just like you've been saying, that's just getting rid of him just to get rid of him.
It's making a trade for the sake of making a trade.
Yep.
You need to make a blockbuster move of sorts. There's not a ton of sellers this year, which makes you feel a certain way about the Pirates, right? There's like five defined, clear sellers, maybe six. Cleveland's lost 10 games in a row, which I take great delight in. Feel some of our baseball pain. But it should be a seller's market. And if I'm giving up a number three starter, I better get something damn good in return.
Mm-hmm.
Not somebody that can, yeah, be an upgrade over what you've got at the shortstop position, but not an impact player. All right. Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. So the Bucks pulled Skeens at 78 pitches yesterday. Strikes out 10 in 5 innings. How about this stat, Thorin? First 16 starts for Skeens, 99 pitches a game. Last three starts, 81 pitches a game.
Mm.
What if they were good? Would they still be doing this?
No.
I wouldn't think so either. And maybe that makes it okay. I mean, we would rather them be good and having the conversation. But what are you really playing for? I mean, I want the guy to win the Cy Young. I don't want to cost him wins. And so I would be paying attention to that. But if they really feel like this gives him the best chance to have longevity while he's here and be healthy while he's here, I guess you can ratchet him back now that they are 15 games under.
Yeah, they're not playing for anything. I mean, that's kind of the direction we went earlier. They're not playing for anything. So it's like, hey, why are we going to tax him?
Yeah, there's no need for him to go out there and throw 115. What's the point?
He already made the All-Star game. Like, okay.
Only one of three pitchers to make back-to-back All-Star games for the Pirates. Starting pitchers. Rip Sewell, 1943 and 44.
Rip.
Rip. We don't do a lot of rips anymore.
Mm-mm.
Bob Veal, 1965, 1966, and Paul Skeens, man. One of three starters to go back-to-back years. And then one more stat on Skeens that I didn't bring up earlier. This is from Codify Baseball. Paul Skeens has given up zero earned runs this year seven times. Only has three wins in those games. He has given up just one earned run five times. One win. So 12 times, our guy has given up one or fewer runs and has just four wins to show for it. He's also allowed exactly two earned runs in a game four times. Zero wins. So that is 16 times he takes the mound and gives up two or fewer runs and has four wins to show for it. That is just disgusting. Makes you want to pull your hair out.
Sick.
It's a sick world we're living in, Doran.
Sick.
Sick people. All right, we're back at it tomorrow at 5:40. Jason Mackian coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 89, low of 70. Chances some storms perhaps later in the day. Buccos in Kansas City tonight where the weather should be just fine for the game. First pitch at 7:40 right here on the Fan. Doran, let's get back in the swing of it.
Yep.
The most Monday of all Mondays that there has ever been.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.